Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hoarding one's wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, two angels make dua every morning. One begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give a wonderful reward to those who spend, and the other makes dua that the wealth of the one who hoards, the one who doesn't spend, should be destroyed. Experience also shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors pour down on those who are generous in spending, whilst problems like illnesses, court cases, theft, etc., resulting in heavy losses within a few days in the wealth of those who hoard their money and have collected it for many years. Also, if due to some good deed, a person's wealth is saved from losses in his lifetime, his heirs will waste it within a few months after his death. Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, spend generously and do not count your money. Otherwise, Allah ta'ala will also count and give you. And do not hoard money. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also hoard to deprive you. But give away as much as you can. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and saw that he had a pile of dates lying beside him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, what is this, O Bilal? He replied, it is something I have stored for my future needs. At this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you not afraid to see the smoke of the fire of Jahannam because of this? Spend freely, O Bilal, and do not fear any loss in your wealth from the Rabb of the throne. This Hadith Sharif warns against storing things for future needs and says that such people shall see the smoke of the fire of Jahannam. The warning was for Bilal radiallahu anhu, who enjoyed a respected position, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like his warning for his future needs, as it showed a lack of complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala provides for our future needs just as He provides for today. Everybody has a different position, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands excellent behavior, which is different from person to person. A well-known proverb says, what is regarded in a common man as a good deed might seem to be a fault in those who are very near and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clearly, wealth is not a thing worth keeping, nor is it worth hoarding. It has been created only for spending least on oneself and more on others, and in this it is true benefit. However, the more important thing to remember is the reason for an action. The famous Hadith Sharif says, the reward of any action depends on the intention. Spending on oneself or one's family or strangers will bring blessings and benefit if it is done with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with the wrong intention, like showing off of fame, etc., the good deed will be destroyed and a sin instead will be recorded with no barakah or blessings coming from it. SubhanAllah.